Today's Bible verse is Matthew 5:13. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You've probably heard this verse before, but I want you to listen to it with new ears. And that's exactly what this verse is talking about. When we become a Christian, we are excited and readily tell everyone who will listen. Then as time goes by, we become jaded and reluctant to talk about our faith. This world beats us down and we don't feel like we can be proud to be a Christian. Jesus is reminding us that we should be proud to bring flavor to this earth. The Message Bible explains it best. You are here to be the salt seasoning that brings out the God flavors of this earth. Have you ever thought about the fact that you are a God flavoring in this world? God put you in the world to add spice to life. He wants you to add His seasoning wherever you go. When we think about salt today, we think about little shakers on a dinner table. But in biblical times, salt was as good as gold. It helped keep meat from rotting. It was used in cleansing, health, and even in sacrifices. Many times, it was literally used as an exchange for money because it was so valuable. Jesus is telling us to be salt to this earth. He wants us to flavor this world with His love. He wants us to preserve, to heal, and to keep the world from rotting. As business owners, we have influence. How we use our influence tells us where our priorities are. If our priorities are on helping others and spreading the love of Christ, then we will be a God flavoring to this world. If we forget about our love for God, if we try to hide our God flavoring for fear of being judged, we are no longer good for anything. Salt cannot be made salty again, and it will be thrown out. The good thing is we are children of God. He can bring back that passion and God flavoring that we had when we first heard about the saving power of Jesus. When we were made new, and we can be made new again, transformed into His likeness and adding His flavoring to the world. Take a moment this week and think about how it felt when you first accepted Christ into your life. Close your eyes and imagine that for just a moment. How can you recapture your enthusiasm and share your love for Christ in your life and in your business? You are a salt of the earth, but if salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. Matthew 5:13. Thanks for listening to the Christian Business Revolution Bible Study. Go and be blessed and be a blessing.